Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Good morning and welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. I'm Tony, psychic medium, channel, blah, 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 blah. Alrighty. So today, there are so many things this morning popping through my head that I'm like, oh my goodness, I want to share this on the show. Oh my goodness, I need to share that on the show. And so there's so many, I couldn't even cover them all in the time that we have. But one of the things that I really need to share today, apparently, because I'm already going to start channeling. Get ready, folks. Here it comes. Oh, and then I'm such a goofball. Like, I have conversational ADD. So while I'm talking, things are popping in my head, and I just can't get just so many different topics that are I would love to be able to, I would need like a 10-hour show. I'm not even kidding right now today. So the first thing is belief system. What is your belief system? And as we go through belief systems, it is imperative to know, are you working from a belief system of faith? And I don't mean religion, faith or fear. There are only two things in this world, faith or fear. And really it breaks down to one thing. Faith is love and knowing. Fear is an illusion of what could be in the worst case scenario. They're going to be on fire today. I hope you guys are ready. Seriously. So excited for this show. So if you're working from a belief system that is based in faith or love, that the fact that everything's okay, I'm going to be okay, this is all okay, what's meant to be will be, but not what's meant to be will be in a negative way, then you are solid, you are good, you're strolling through life. Now, with everything that's going on in today's world, yes, throughout the world, we're usually pretty much in balance, right? The faith versus fear balance. And faith is usually pretty much outweighing fear universally, and especially in the United States, especially in the United States, in places like the United States, Canada, yada, yada. Recently, oh, don't you love the fun voices they're bringing through? Recently, that's been shaken. Now, I need to tell you the power of thought, power of your personal thought and the collective thought is everything. That energy we carry based on our faith affects not only us, but you know, those we come into contact with. And if enough people are living in fear, and that is an energy, it's a vibration, it's a frequency, and that frequency starts to spread, what do we have? The scales are now tipping. We need to get the scales back so that we are vibrationally living in a place of faith again. Okay? First and foremost, the most important thing to remember is you are divinely protected. If you knew everything around you daily, not only daily, but every minute, every second of your life, what's around you to keep you safe and protected, you would never have another fear in your life. Okay, well, maybe because I know and I kind of have fear sometimes with some things, right? We feel like things are out of our control. We feel like, oh my God, I could get hurt, or oh my goodness, this could happen to somebody. And then those thoughts start to take over. But in reality, that is an illusion. It's a worst case scenario that hasn't happened and chances are will not happen. Will not happen, okay? Now, there is a belief, if you believe something strong enough, if you believe I'm going to get this, I'm going to die from it, well, your body is not going to make you crazy. Your body and your mind will listen to you and will make it true. It might be a slow process so that you have time to change your mind and change your belief. But the bottom line is, if you're in that place of knowing and understanding you've always been okay, you will always be okay, you will always, always, always be divinely protected, no matter what, then we can start to shift back to a better place universally. Now, America and other countries, I love you, I love you. I have listeners in Italy, Colombia, Spain. I have listeners in Asian countries, and I'm trying to think of all of them right now. I'm sorry, I can't remember all the countries, but I love every country. I love it, want to visit every single country. But here in America, America is often thought of as the leader, the strong country, the country of freedom. And if you don't believe that, that's okay. I'm not saying this to debate it. But if we here can change our frequency, our energy, our belief system back to a system of we're okay, we're in faith, we are strong, and we are. If you knew how powerful your body and your immune system are, geez Louise, take a breath, everybody. My goodness. Then it will start to shift that dynamic for the world. And, okay, if you don't believe me, then do it and prove me wrong. Just shift your belief. Say, okay, I'm going to shift my belief just so I can prove you wrong. Go right ahead. I would love to see that happen. Okay? But we have the power by our population to change the dynamic for better or worse, frequency and energetically wise, for the world. And we are one of the most, oh God, we are one of the most blessed countries. Now, there are like a lot of really blessed countries out there. I'm not saying we're the only one or the best one. But we really are blessed in America. We have a lot of freedoms that people only dream of, okay? But we also have personal power, and it's time for us to step into our, no matter where you live in this big, brilliant, beautiful world, step back into your personal power now. Do it now. No matter what is going on around you, no matter what anybody is saying around you, step back into your personal power, because somebody else's story is not your story, okay? Someone else's story is not your story. What's going on with the person next to you is not your story. It's not your life. It's not your belief system. It's not what you know in your head to be true, especially not for you. So step back into your personal power. Own it. Own yourself. Own your energy. Own your body. And start helping make the shift back to or better than. Okay? This is the most imperative message they could give at this moment in time. It's time for us to own it. 100%, no two ways about it, own it. Get out of fear, get into faith and knowing, and live the life that you have been given. No excuses. A lot of people will say, but this is going on, that's going on, this isn't available, that isn't available. There is always something available. No matter what's going on around us, think about this. People in concentration camps wrote books to motivate. Are you kidding me? Do you have that in you? Of course you do. You just have to freaking dust it off. Right? Dust it off and own it. Get back into who you are, who you were meant to be with every ounce of your being. Do not let a momentary lapse in judgment by some that may look like they're in power change who you are and what you believe intrinsically. We need to bring the balance back to faith and knowing. We, as a collective, need to be in that space of self-empowerment, which brings us to collective empowerment, which shifts everything in a moment's time. As quickly as we got to the point we're in is as quickly as we can get back to a better point, even stronger than before. All right, I hope this was helpful. There's so much more I could say, but like I said, I could talk until tomorrow nonstop about this and tell you and remind you, you are okay. This world is okay. Take back your personal power and live the life that God gave you. Don't let anything hamper that life. Nothing and no one. You are brilliant. You are beautiful. You are strong. You are resilient. And you need to bring up your vibration, your energetic flow. You need to be empowered and you need to go deep within and know your truth. Now I'm going to take callers. On that happy note, let's take callers. So when I call out your area code, all I need you to do is tell me your name and where you're calling from, have a question ready, and or a connection. Please let it be a direct question, not a vague question, not a tell me about my next 6 months question, not a what do they all want to tell me, just a very direct question, and we will do our best to do our best for you. The first caller is area code 862. Hello,
hi,
how are you today? Hi.
Hi, I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I said I'm calling from New York.
Okay, what's your question today?
Wanted to know if you saw a new job coming up for me.
Yeah. Okay, so in a week to a week and a half, you're going to hear about something. Okay, as soon as you hear about this, you need to act on it. I feel like it's about a week. But give it that week and a half just to be on the safe side.
I actually got an offer for, it's like a temp job though. My job currently is permanent. Do you feel like going with this temp job? They want me to start
no.
in June. Okay.
I don't feel like that's a good choice for you. I feel like in a week to a week and a half, something brand new is going to present itself to you. I feel like you are going to really, really, this is going to be a very good fit. I feel like you are going to, you can't hesitate when you find out about this, when you find out about this position, you need to act right away. Okay.
Okay.
So just in about a week, what's today? Monday. Okay. Between next Monday, right about next Monday to Wednesday, you should hear about it. Now, when they say week to a week and a half, this can mean a couple of things. It can mean you hear about it by Monday, but you need to act by Wednesday.
Okay.
Or you hear about it by Monday, you act on Monday, best case scenario, and you hear back from them by Wednesday. I'm just saying you're going to hear about something brand new. You're going to find out here, whatever, about something brand new in about a week's time. And you need to act immediately. It's good.
Okay.
You're going to like it. It's they're using the term best case scenario for you, which is a pretty good term. I would say that's awesomeness. Make sure you have everything ready that you'll need prior to hearing about this and go into this, like applying for everything with a tremendous amount of confidence. Sometimes we hear about something, and because we get really excited about it, we start to make up like, they probably want something better or this or that. Am I good enough? Don't go into that place. Just know that if this is being presented to you, if it's in front of your face, it's good for you. It's being brought to you because it is for you. Don't waver in that. Stay strong in that and just nail it. All the way through, A through Z, nail it. Okay, love?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Please call me back and let me know how that goes.
Okay. Well, I'm just looking to see if I should be looking in the same state or could this possibly be a move?
I feel like right now the same state. Next year there may be a move next year. Now, I'm not going to say it's this one that's coming in, but you may end up with a company eventually that offers you a relocation option. So, but I'm going to tell you honestly, you're really as much as you might want to move, you might not be prepared on every level for that move. Okay.
Okay.
So in about a year, you will be. In about a year, you're going to be like, time to move, time to relocate. And that could even start around the 9-month mark where you find something that's going to take you to a new location, a very desirable location. This isn't the time to up and relocate for most people, but in about 9 months, you're going to be good to go. You are going to be feeling pretty confident and ready to relocate. So if this starts about the 9-month mark, which I'm getting, it should start about the 9-month mark, depending on, we can change our mind. Just because I'm saying this, that doesn't mean it's going to happen and you're going to be forced into it. If you still want this choice, right around the 9-month mark, it's going to all come together. And right about the year mark, you could be relocated and in a new position or relocating into a new position right about that year mark. Okay, love?
Okay, thank you.
You are so welcome. Have an absolutely amazing rest of the day.
You too.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to go directly to the next caller, and that next caller is 334.
Yes.
Hello, 334.
Hi,
how are you?
I'm fine.
Hi.
This is Shakira from Alabama.
Shakira. From?
Yes,
I'm sorry, I'm so immature sometimes. I really
Alabama.
Am. Where are you calling from, love?
I'm from Alabama.
Oh, nice. Okay, so how I just know I've talked to you before. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Kiki,
okay, awesome.
On Facebook.
Oh, Kiki, hey, how are you?
Yes.
Yay.
I'm fine. Yes,
absolutely, ma'am. I've talked to you. Yes, I'm okay. How can I help you, love? What's going on today?
Okay. I reconnected with a friend from my past when I was like 14 or 15. I feel like he's good for me as of now as a friend, but I wanted to see what do you see for love with someone new possibly still coming in, because I
okay.
don't feel that he maybe
yeah.
will be the one.
No, yeah, this reconnection, it's okay for now, okay? Keep it calm. Keep it calm is the term they're using. Keep it social. They're using different terms for this, but they say, you know what, you know what we're talking about is what they're saying. In about a month and a half, you're going to be out and about. You're going to run into somebody brand spanking new, somebody that you haven't met before, and it's going to be a really good connection. You have the potential to make this go really far if you do so choose. Now, this is about a month to a month and a half, and I feel like this person is ready for a longer-term relationship. And I want to say, you know, I'm seeing someone, and I want to give you a description, but I don't. And here's why. Because sometimes I can give a description, and the way I see it and the way I describe it might be a little bit off, and then people will say, oh, it wasn't exactly this. So I don't think this is the guy. But I'm going to say this guy is not thin. He's not a thin, skinny, mini guy, okay? I think he has like a bit of a build about him, maybe a little bit even, possibly it might be mistaken as stocky, but he's a solid guy, okay? And I feel like you're going to have a lot of fun with this guy. I feel like it has the potential to go very, very far, Kiki. And I am going to tell you, he is down for, he's ready for that next step. And when you're, you know, I just want to say, sometimes it's okay when two people are getting to know each other, you know, we don't necessarily need to know that person is ready for that full-on commitment. And I'm not saying all girls want to get married, but at some point you have to come through and say, yeah, I'm ready to be committed in this. This guy is going to have no problem with that, right? He's going to be like, I'm on board. Nothing's a problem. Okay. He's going to like, I'm turning a little red here. He's going to like how voluptuous you are. He's really going to like how voluptuous you are. But don't, you know what they're saying is, even though it does have the potential to go very far and to be a very long relationship, don't jump in like it already is. Like, let him work for it a bit, okay?
Yes.
The biggest, sometimes we know, okay, this is going there, so we don't make them work for it, and it plays against us every single time. You got to make him work, this guy especially. Just make him work for it a bit and make him, let him show you how good he can treat you without you settling or making suggestions. The term surprise me is the perfect term for this guy, okay? Can I take you to dinner? Where? Surprise me. Believe me, guys want to impress us, especially when they first meet us. Especially before they get the cookies and the milk.
Yes.
So before he gets the cookies and the milk, let him show you his A game. Because after that, we all know it goes to B and C game. games, right? We go from Major League to Pee Wee League after that.
Right, right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in quite a goofy little state today, huh? No, but seriously, they're saying that's really important. And then don't let him concede. Don't let him pull back on that. Keep that A game going, okay, love?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
Kiki. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Please keep me posted. Let me know how everything goes. And don't get too enmeshed with dude that you're talking to right now. Just kind of keep that, you know, fun on the run. You know.
Right.
You know.
Right. That's right. How I feel about it. That's how good. I feel about it.
Good. Keep it there. And all should be good. Okay, sweetie?
All right. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. You have an amazing rest of the day. I can't wait to hear more.
Yes, ma'am. I will be calling you, too, because I want to schedule private.
I love that. When you're ready, I'm ready.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay. The next person we're going to go to is 951. Hello, 951. How are you today?
Hi, it's Nathaniel, Tony Kidd. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Nathaniel. How are you? So, Nathaniel, how's everything going? What's going on? Do you have a question for me?
Well, I want to see what's coming through. Is my mom around, or I'm at the same job right now? I've probably been moving in a couple of months, and my brother's wife will be getting back, so I'm not sure where I'm going. And, not sure if I'm switching job. I'll be coming in. Or...
Okay, so Nathaniel, God, every time I get on the phone with you, the word is wanderer or gypsy. And, yeah, it is. But it's okay if you're good with that, but it's not great if you're, you know, constantly a little bit stressed because of it. So one of the things I would say is find one thing to root in stability. Okay, so it's okay if we're wanderers and we're in control of that. I've had careers where every week I was in a different state, but I, you know, that was a choice and I knew it. I was moving from state to state, but I still had a good solid home base. The one thing they're saying for you at this point, and the term they're using is that's a young man's game. So you have to find a stability point, okay? And from that stability point, everything else will work its way in. I know that doesn't make sense now, but it's going to. And I need to say this quickly because we're coming to the end. But I need to tell you there's something coming in about a month and a half as far as a living space that could end up being a permanent living space, but it's a very quaint space and it's on your own. So please focus on that, and it will be affordable for you. Focus on that, and then everything from there will come into space, and your mom is going to lead you to this space, okay?
Okay.
Does this make sense for you? Does this sound like something you even want, Nathaniel?
You know, I'd take the 10 million in for 10 million so at first, but hey, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so Nathaniel, I hope this was really, really helpful. And keep working on that book. Absolutely keep working on that book. And I have to let everybody know I'm here every Monday at noon for 30 minutes. So until next Monday. Have an amazing week.
Bye.
Thank you, Nathaniel.